For some people, the internet is like the Wild West, a lawless playpen where they can get away with being verbally nasty to anyone they like. You know those people, internet trolls. Now there are some internet trolls who are paid to spread rumors and attack celebrities with vicious, vicious words. Yeah, so how does these internet trolls work? And recently, yeah, I heard some celebrities' egos have or reputation have been tarnished. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, let's just see some examples of the celebrities. On October 28th, Ruby Lin Xinru's personal studio and agency released a long post condemning netizens for spreading unfounded rumors and gossip about Ruby's personal life, including her marriage and pregnancy. Ruby is married to fellow actor Wallace Huo
Jianhua.
Oh,
Oh my
yes.
goodness, control yourself,
I feel like
ladies.
Huyang is giving out more personal information
Oh,
herself.
Anyway, well, when you see a pretty face like that.
Yeah, the pretty face now belongs to Ruby Lin, I guess.
So jealous of her, but I wish them well.
Yeah, see, that is the
You're
healthy
being a good sport,
attitude of the
Huyang.
fan. But there are not really nice fans. And along the post, Ruby's agency shared a series of screen capture of various Weibo netizens whose attempt to spread false and hurtful rumors about Ruby's personal life. And such rumors included Ruby using her baby to bind Wallace into marriage, as well as malicious comments about their unborn child, and that is not cool at all.
No way, it's not cool. And you know what? Is anything sacred for some of these internet trolls that scour the internet just to be jerks? I mean, this is a kid. He's innocent. I mean, whether you don't like someone or not, God, you know, just leave the kid out of it. But we're going to talk about another instance, which actually ended up claiming a life. September this year's, maybe you know him, Chinese singer-actor Chow Ren-liang, also known as Kimmy, was found dead in his Shanghai apartment. Chow's management company later confirmed that the singer's stress levels were at an all-time high. It was also alleged that cyberbullying might be one of the main causes of his death. I guess after the Tianjin blast on August 12th, 2015, Chow posted a message on his blog saying, "No more firefighters need to rush to the site." But some people misinterpreted his message and accused him of being indifferent to the sacrifice of these brave firefighters who died trying to control the blaze. Anyways, the humiliation and the threat messages that kind of flooded his blog really affected him, and I, you know, ultimately probably led to what happened to him, his downfall, you know? And I just think it's two wrongs don't make a right. It's just ugly. It's claiming lives. What do you get out of it for doing it? There's nothing redeeming about this kind of speech.
Yes, it's pretty nasty stuff that's been said about these people, but allow me to be a little bit callous here. Isn't it sort of a price that you need to pay as a celebrity these days? That is, in the old days, maybe, well, remember the golden era of Hollywood? There weren't really even tabloids, and then there were tabloids, and there were constantly eyes from the outside world, paparazzi looking, dissecting at your life, and sometimes starting rumors and all kinds of things, and it's pretty, pretty bad. And now it's the 21st century. With the prevalence of the internet, this is a byproduct, and it happens.
But at the same time, Hyung, this doesn't just happen with celebrities. Cyberbullying has led to teenagers killing themselves because people have, when they posted something, called them fat, and people just ran around or made a meme of it or just humiliated people, even just on a local level in their schools, and that has led to their death. This is hate speech. And when you allow hate speech to just continue, because there's nothing redeeming or nice about it. And in which case, you know, this was a human being. Sure, maybe you don't agree with them or you like them, but still, it's just the internet's an interesting place. Like you said, it's kind of like the Wild West because there's no accountability. I can say whatever's on my mind, which makes a lot of these people so ugly.
That's interesting. But here we're talking also about different kinds of trolls that exist online.
Yeah, well, actually, I did want to say that there is actually trolling that people do laugh about. I don't know if you guys have seen Jimmy Kimmel's celebrity meme tweets, but basically, people tweet really nasty stuff all the time. Donald Trump knows that very well because he's one of the Ooh. Big offenders, really. I mean, he does say some mean stuff, but Twitter is just one of those places where everybody gets into the mudslinging. But anyways, if you want to check it out, it's Jimmy Kimmel's celebrity mean tweets, but they read tweets that basically people say about an actor. The actor reads the tweet written about them, but it's mean, hateful stuff. And sometimes, you know, they have a good face about it, but other times you can tell when they're reading it. And it's that shock value. People laugh at it, but at the same time, it's like you get to see that you're really bullying someone. Like, you've affected them. That struck a chord. And anybody who sees that and then feels okay about it, I feel like that's a problem.
Yeah, and also, actually, when it comes to celebrity being bullied, and they are seeing all these trolls on their Weibo comments area, but actually they're different. There are different types of trolls, and the most common ones, I feel like, are the amateur trolls, or we can call them 键盘侠. I don't know, maybe Keyboard Hero is a kind of famous music game for Ryan, but when we say 键盘侠, they're actually the kind of person that attack people online at will without taking any responsibility, and they just say mean stuff. They abuse, annoy, or sometimes threaten other people on the internet. And I feel like they are just being... they say whatever they're thinking without even think about if it's true or think about other people's feelings. And they feel like heroes because they do this at a kind of mindset that they're doing the right thing. They're being, they're held something justice, kind of like that. For example, if some star posts a photo of himself eating noodle on social media right after another star, whom we have to say maybe he doesn't really personally know, died, the keyboard heroes will comment under the post saying, someone has died and you're also an actor and you're posting your stupid little life. You're a monster. And they feel like they're doing the right things. And that is the kind of mindset that I don't think we can accept.
Who doesn't eat noodles, though?
Exactly.
I mean, like, they're delicious. I mean, that's very sad that that person died, but still, who doesn't eat noodles?
And also, I think a lot of people are probably these amateur trolls, judging by what the definition New Holland has provided us with. Because recently, well, I do read the gossip column sometimes, so I'll share with you a little bit here. Well, two famous Chinese celebrities, Yang Mi and her husband, Liu Kaiwei, right? Recently, they're caught in this huge gossip blizzard, and there is supposedly another woman in their relationship. But recently, the so-called other woman has made a public announcement, and there's no evidence showing that she has actually intruded into that marriage of those two famous people. But there's going to be legions of people, of these amateur trolls, keyboard heroes, whatever, self-proclaimed keyboard heroes that are defaming the other woman. And then you have no... I think often these trolls don't even care about whether their commenting is real or not. The part that they're interested in is just letting their anger out or whatever thing that they can't say in the real world and just let it out in the virtual world. And that makes the virtual world, the internet, sort of a dirty place a lot of the times.
Yeah. And also, I have to say, even though we're saying that the amateur trolls are doing a lot of wrong things, there's another type of trolls that are, let's say, more harmful, because an experienced troll knows what he's doing, and maybe they are still self-initiated, like they just don't like the celebrity for some reason. But when they are doing it, they're actually making up stories, and they can have going out of their way to find, sometimes even create so-called evidence to prove their story, their rumors, and they're just attacking these celebrities. And most of the times, their stories are spreading widely, and people are using the created rumors as so-called evidence. That's when the keyboard heroes jump out and saying, see, there are evidence that they're doing the wrong thing. I'm right. I'm a hero of justice. And I feel like the slightly professional or experienced trolls are kind of more harmful.
Uh-huh. And because they're just spreading hate, and they're just putting all that
solid material in a way.
It will, and created often. But sometimes I think good things come out of these bad things as well, because during this pursuit of trying to find the truth, sometimes it can actually counter a lot of the rumors that's out there, but maybe not necessarily by this group of people. But certainly so far, these two categories of trolls, there's no money involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when does money get involved and it becomes really bad?
Yes, we have professional trolls. Trolls in this category are mostly, you know, paid, and they're hired by stars. In fact, according to an inside D-list celebrity who laid the groundwork on this kind of breakthrough knowledge, was saying that almost all A-list stars in China have their own army of trolls. One anonymous star even spends nearly $1 million a year on fans, with one-fifth of it being paid to the trolls. Dude, this is insane, because I want to paint a picture. This is basically a business that is made to hurt people and has in some cases been led to their downfall. When is it ever okay to have a business where you hire people to literally try and ruin other people's lives? And why should that ever be permitted? You know, someone says, you know, we have like these sayings in English, like, you know, words sometimes hurt more than stones. You know, sometimes you'd rather get hit with a stone than have something nasty said about your mom, because then maybe you can't forget that all day, or something like that. This is not okay. And in fact, in the U.S., we have the Megan Mayer's Cyberbullying Prevention Act that, you know, is trying to really come down on this kind of thing, although freedom of speech often makes it, I think, very difficult. But the fact is, to put it in perspective, and I would ask anyone to argue against me, this is a business built on hate speech. And we often say, point fingers at, you know, other celebrities or, you know, guys that do stuff and say, that's hate speech, and we judge them. Why aren't we judging these businesses? And why aren't we judging these celebrities for paying and creating these businesses?
Yeah, I think that is certainly what is going on in these dark corners of the internet. And sometimes I do feel maybe there should be a little bit more policing in a way, but that is such a slippery slope. And I understand that's also why that in the US as well, even with the legislation in place, but there's difficulties in really fencing it up and making real implementations of some of these legislations.
Yeah, you know, I think I really like the actor from Downton Abbey. Her name's Lily James. She plays Lady Rose McClare in the series. And she said, basically, you know, she got some abuse, and that's all you can call it, is abuse that was received online on Twitter. And what she said, and I liked it, and I think we can take away from this, is I was surprised people had an opinion about me like this. But now I don't want to engage with that stuff. I think people do this out of their own self-loathing, their own depression, their own bitterness. They're just maybe really bad people that want to see other people hurt, and they like that, and they feel something from it. But that being said, don't engage these people. Never engage these people, because then you validate them. That's what I think.
Yeah, and I do actually have a question about the anonymity on the internet. What do you guys think? Do you think we should actually register out of our real identity and names just so we take responsibility?
I don't think it's a possibility. So much now, people always find different ways to get around and make themselves anonymous on the internet. It's the Wild West, as Ho Young said.
Yes, with a lot of possibilities, good or bad. We'll need to maybe let time be
the judge.
Yes, of it. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Hong Lin.